We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
16 before 9 here at WWL. The Supreme Court is expected to rule literally minutes from now, maybe within the next 30 minutes or so, about whether President Trump can shield his financial records from Congress and a New York grand jury, or if he has to release them. And we'll have the decision for you here in an update as soon as it happens on WWL. The coronavirus, COVID-19, however you want to refer to it, we all know that we're concerned as it relates to the NFL season. The NFL owners are as well, as are the players. It involves money, and Deuce McAllister joins us right now. We all know who he is, to talk about the offer, and it all has to do with the salary cap. Good morning, Deuce. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm well. Can you kind of break this down for us so we can understand a little bit?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it involves money. And
yeah.
So it's basically the NFLPA and the NFL just making sure that they are covered right now with the loss of sponsorships, with the loss of revenue from fans being in the stadium. They're just trying to make sure that they're covered. And so it's something similar to that you saw them kind of try to do when there was a lockout and put funding in a certain escrow, or at least getting players to put funding in a different place. That's something similar that they're working on now.
So the salary cap is they get paid on revenue, and what that's going to affect the salary cap for next year. I guess this year's revenue, it's based on a year prior. And I guess, does this come down, Deuce, to the NFL saying, look, you guys are going to have to front the money because we're cash poor, some along those lines? That just seems ridiculous to me. I can't imagine
That's not necessarily it. It's more of a projection deal as they try to project. It's not necessarily a cash poor deal as far as the league is concerned, but they want to make sure that they are in a healthy situation. There will be a drop in the cap. And so not necessarily this upcoming season, but the following year is what they're, you know, really trying to figure out how they spread that out, the loss of that revenue. And so this is just another mechanism that they're kind of discussing between the players and the league to make sure that, hey, look, we are covered if, you know, because we can't predict what's going to happen with everything and how things will kind of recover if fans aren't, you know, in the stadium. So this is just a mechanism to be able to have at least on the table.
Is that going to happen at all?
I mean, it's unknown at this point. We really don't know. I mean, because you would have to have at least some of those guys to kind of approve it as well as far as players.
I know everything I saw on Twitter was kind of laughing at it. Drew Rosenhaus, of course, is going to have the players back, says it's absurd. If anything, they should be paying the players more for playing with the added risk of contracting COVID-19. And potentially passing it on to their families. I don't see that happening either.
Well, I don't see that happening either. But I mean, you have to remember also that you're probably going to ask them to try to sign some type of waiver as well, just to try to limit that liability that the NFL is going to kind of put itself in that situation.
How do you see this all playing out? And now two preseason games are gone. I think the NFLPA said they wanted to do away with all of them. In terms of money, how important are those to the NFL? And if you had to predict right now, what do you think the NFL season's going to look like?
Well, I think it's a day-by-day situation. I mean, you really can't predict what it will look like because we really don't know. You don't have all the information. I mean, the basic thing that we know is at this point that, hey, look, a couple of rows in the stadiums won't be used. We know that they won't be full capacity. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. And at this point, we really honestly can't give you a true answer. And Tommy, you have to excuse me for some of the background noise. If you hear some pups and some animals, I'm at the veterinarian. So
No problem. I hope everybody's all right. You got time?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Yeah, no, okay. we're at the vet, and so my pup had a doctor's appointment. So if you hear the animals in the background, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. You know what else I was wondering about is, as we talked about Alvin Gentry and he got the approval an hour right before the bus left, I think it was, for the Pelicans to head to Orlando. Some of the coaches, like Belichick is, I just did the math here, 67 years old, so he would be in a higher risk group. Have you heard anything about the way they intend to deal with coaches and assistant coaches? I know a lot of them are older in the league. Hell, you had some coordinators. Who was the guy, the defensive back for Detroit back in the day, and then he was the defensive coordinator for Pittsburgh? I can't remember his name. But
there is a situation where you look at it of what's going to happen or what's going on in that situation. There's some concern. There's true concern because you don't know what's going to happen.
And have you heard anything? Is the NFL saying anything about how they would approve coaches, or is it strictly up to the coach if they want to sign a release? And I guess the other thing is the officials. I was thinking about the average age there is 51.
No, that is correct as well. I think it's going to be a team by team situation on how they kind of handle that. I don't know if the league will put a certain policy in place, but I do know it will be up to team by team. And, I mean, that's even for the Saints on how they kind of handle – you got to think, not only coaches, but how would they handle their staff as far as their support staff?
You know, I wonder if it would be you're all in or you're not. I don't know if you can't head coach from a distance, I don't think. Andy Reid, 63, so that's another one. Just day by day, huh, Deuce? That's it?
That's exactly it. It has to be a day-by-day situation because you're still looking for a lot more information. And, you know, right now you just don't have enough information to be able to say we have a true plan. You can have one, two, or maybe even three, you know, deals of this is how we will go about it, but you really don't know at this point.
You think you'll be in a booth for the first Saints game on time when it's supposed to be played? I don't mean that about you as much as I do about the game.
I think we'll be in the booth, but I don't think it'll be on time.
Okay. So a delayed start, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Gotcha.
And that's just my honest opinion. That's not something coming from the league or anyone else.
No, I hear you. No, but you got experience. You've been around. Appreciate your time. Hope everything's all right with the puppy, all right?
All right. No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 852, 8 before 9. It's hard for me to believe that the NFL season's going to start on time. I hope to God it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.